Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The management of this drive-in theater is happy to announce you can enjoy your favorite form of movie entertainment regardless of rain. Now you can keep your windshield clear and dry with a drizzle guard.
The drive-in movie, that uniquely American phenomenon, is now practically extinct. As film trends go, its history was brief. Although the first one was built in 1933, drive-in theaters really caught on after World War II, which is when the country shifted to a way of life based on the automobile. I think the main reason to go to a drive-in wasn't just the movie, but the fun of the experience. It was the thing to do in groups, families, or friends. Parents could take their kids to one without all the fuss of a regular theater. Each car got its own little speaker that would attach to the passenger door, so noise didn't matter. You weren't there to see serious dramas that took a lot of thought. No art films or films with subtitles. People would wander over to the snack bar to get popcorn, candy, or drinks. It was rare to actually sit still and watch the entire movie.
Why don't you try a juicy, good hot dog? Mmm, delicious.
Show starts in 4 minutes.
Of course, it was also famous as a place for young people to make out. Being outside with all the different cars and people, all facing a huge screen, was a festive experience, and I always associate it with summer. I think kids were particularly awestruck by the drive-in. I remember my family driving down a highway on vacation somewhere, and I would see a movie showing in a big field nearby. I wanted the car to just pull over so we could watch for a few minutes, even without the sound. There was something hypnotic about that big, flickering color image happening right there outdoors. The first Tucson drive-in appeared in 1940. It was near 6th Avenue in Ajo, and it was called, prosaically enough, the Tucson Drive-In. It had concrete speakers built into the floor of the lot. A spokesman promoting the new theater said it would be especially useful for sick people who could come and see the film in their pajamas or a dressing gown. People with coughs would not annoy the other guests. The Tucson Drive-In was ahead of its time, but it closed in 1942, a victim of the war with its gas rationing and the halt in domestic car production. The first post-war Tucson drive-in was the Midway, built in 1948 on Speedway between Columbus and Swan. Next year saw the Rodeo drive-in on the Nogales Highway, followed by the Biltmore off Miracle Mile. Then came the boom in the 1950s. Two local businessmen, Wesley Becker and Hugh Downs, not the TV personality, opened the Cactus on Alvernon near 22nd. And then they built three more, the Fiesta, the Prince, and the Apache, and eventually another one farther south called the 22nd Street Theater. They ended up buying almost all the others in town, too, so that Downs and Becker had a virtual monopoly on local drive-ins. From the mid-50s through the mid-60s, there were 8 drive-ins in Tucson. In the early days, it cost about 60 cents to get in. At the Rodeo, it was $2 a carload. Eventually, it became necessary to charge per person in order to make a profit, so of course you had people hiding in the trunk, which in this climate could be dangerous. There were plenty of gimmicks and promotions as well. Ewart Edwards, a longtime local manager, told the story of a John Wayne Western opening at the Midway in the 60s. They brought in some scenery and some actors from the old Tucson studios to perform a shootout before the show. Unfortunately, there were a lot of pigeons roosting behind the screen. When the guns went off, the pigeons all flew out and pelted the performers in the cars with poop. The owners had the luxury of showing different kinds of movies at different theaters, and a random sampling from movie ads can give you a taste of that. One summer weekend in 1958, for instance, the Cactus was showing Kirk Douglas in The Vikings, while The Prince, on Prince and Campbell, featured Walt Disney's Peter Pan. Meanwhile, down on the Benson Highway, the Apache was showing the kind of thing we tend to associate with drive-ins. The Mad Magician with Vincent Price and The Giant Claw.
It is extraterrestrial. Comes from outer space. From some godforsaken antimatter galaxy millions and millions of light years from the Earth.
Jump ahead 10 years and you see a snapshot of the 60s. The Green Beret playing at the Midway while James Coburn is at the 22nd Street Theater with the President's Analyst. But after that, a midnight show, The Crawling Hand.
You'll experience a new dimension in motion picture thrills when you see The Crawling Hand.
The decline started in the 1970s as a boom in regular theaters started to crowd the drive-ins out. My sampling from that decade still found some mainstream product, but also biker and martial arts flicks. In August of 75, at the time Blazing Saddles was making money, we see a movie playing at the Cactus called Blazing Stewardesses. It's not too hard to imagine what kind of movie that was.
Meet America's wildest gunswingers doing what they do best out west. Blazing Stewardesses. Rated R for adults.
So why did the drive-ins die out? For one thing, the value of real estate kept climbing. And that meant urban sprawl invading the outlying spaces where drive-ins usually were. The home video revolution had a lot to do with it, too. Why go sweat in your car when you can just watch what you want in your living room? But I think also that the American romance with the car finally faded. It just wasn't a novelty anymore. In the 1970s, almost all the Tucson drive-ins closed down, one by one. The De Anza Company had bought up the Downs Becker theaters, and the Cactus became the De Anza, our last drive-in, which finally closed 4 years ago in 2009. It was like the end of childhood, inevitable but sad just the same. For Arizona Spotlight, this is Krista Scheel.
As you leave the theater, folks, please be careful. Don't let this happen to your car. Be sure to remove the speaker before you leave. If you should accidentally pull a speaker loose, please turn it in at our snack bar or box office. Thank you.